I went to dinner last night with some entrepreneurial friends, and before we knew it, we were talking about money, building a business, and all of that stuff. Now, I try to limit business conversations when I'm with my non-entrepreneur friends, but when you are sitting there with your entrepreneur friends, sometimes it is really nice to hear what other people are struggling with to feel less alone, right? And that's also what I want to achieve with this podcast is to to give you the feeling that you are not alone if you're currently doing some failing to win. And so I thought I'd record a podcast episode about the different steps that I have taken myself towards more freedom and success in my business, but also the steps that I've identified in the most successful entrepreneurs in the world and also in my environment and in my clients, and things that I've seen just like proven time and time again.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Fail to Win, a show where we love to make mistakes and learn from them so you can turn your passion into profits and live life on your own terms. I'm Amy van der Putte from Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode with simple strategies every Tuesday.
The first thing that I want to say is that becoming an entrepreneur is like the biggest road of self-discovery you'll ever take, and that is why my first step to success and freedom out of the 12 steps that I'm going to go over with you is entrepreneurial mindset. And I know it's difficult because even like, what is mindset and what is entrepreneurial mindset? And I've identified entrepreneurial mindset as being a couple of things. I think it's really important that you are able to think long-term instead of short-term. I think it's important that you have some ego, but not too much. I think it's important that we are able to fail and don't take it personally. There is so much, but this is not a course, right? This is a podcast episode. So I thought, okay, what if we look at this as like 12 questions you can ask yourself to just level up from where you are right now? And I know we all want end results. I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions so that you can kind of let those sink in and move forward. And obviously today is also the day that I'm launching my biggest coaching program, the Business Freedom Elevator. And you know, freedom is never done. We don't stop at a flag and like, aha, I have freedom now. No, it's an ongoing process, and we got to learn how to trust the process. So the questions today, no matter where you are in your journey, they're going to help you. So the first question is, which mindset or character trait do you find inspiring in other entrepreneurs? And would you secretly like to have more of yourself? I'm going to play along with you because I believe mindset is a game changer. And I think one of the things that I believe is really important is ownership. And I can sometimes feel that myself. I'm like, oh, do I really have to do this? Or this is so hard. But if you look at the most successful people in the world, for example, let's look at, I don't know, Oprah. Do you think she was like, oh, I can't believe I have to do another show tonight? Like, my guess is she didn't whine that much. My guess is she's been pretty positive. An Olympic athlete also doesn't sulk in negativity when they have to go train. I think as entrepreneurs, we want to win, but I think what we need to get good at is actually training. So what is that for you? What is one mindset thing that you feel is holding you back and that you can get better at? That's your first cornerstone of building your next level freedom-based business. And by the way, I've done literally 6 million in online sales. I think I know what I'm talking about. And just the ability to always improve yourself, so, so important. Okay, next. Having an abundant vision. What do you want to achieve with your business? And this can be for yourself or for others, but really having a vision of why are you an entrepreneur? Because why are you an entrepreneur? I fell over my own words. It isn't always going to be easy, so that's why we do need to have that bigger vision. For me, and some people call this mission, vision, I don't really care what it is. I just know that I do what I do because I want to teach other people that they can achieve anything they want as long as they believe in themselves and then they actually take action. And so whenever I get afraid, like today I had a really big to-do list and I was getting a little bit grumpy and I realized, oh, I got a little bit grumpy because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to do it. And I had important stuff on my calendar. I was like, this is all the stuff I'm going to get to. And whenever I get that grumpy, icky feeling, I realize, oh, you were just a little bit afraid. And the reason why that like crashes into my soul when I talk about this and I have literal tears in my eyes is because this is the same mission I have for myself. And I say, I want to help other people achieve whatever they want. This is also something I want for myself. And often we just make it too complicated. So my question to you, what do you want to achieve with or through your business for other people, for yourself? What's the reason we're here? Next is a profit mindset, step three. If you want to work towards having a truly successful and freedom-based business, it's not enough to just make money. You're going to have to be able to turn a profit. So how much do you want to have left over? If you want to build an abundant freedom-based business, we're going to have to start getting better at attracting more money, and we need to overcome some limiting beliefs. So how much do you want to have left over at the end of the year? How much do you want for yourself? Look at some of your limiting beliefs and eliminate your limiting beliefs about money one at a time, and learn how to attract more and more abundance so that the next couple of years you can keep growing and keep taking steps. Fourth is actually in the same line of, in the same area, is your cash control. So this is what I see with a lot of entrepreneurs. First, they don't have an entrepreneurial mindset. That was step one. If you don't have that, it's not going to work. Two, if they don't have a vision or a mission and it's only about money, it's also not going to work. Three, if you don't look at profits, you're not going to have enough cash left at the end of the month or at the end of the year, and you're going to go bankrupt. Now, there is no business. This is why we need to be able to turn a profit, which goes hand in hand with four, cash control. So many people do not have a grip on their financials. You cannot be a good entrepreneur if you don't handle your numbers. And this is money management, right? So I really don't know how to say this without being super rude. I have periods where I let loose a bit, or I've had these periods and I don't have them right now anymore because I learned how dangerous that is. And so many people want to delegate their finances. There are women out there who delegate the finances in the business to their husband, and then all of a sudden the husband walks away with one of their friends and also the money. And they discover that they were paying way too many taxes, or there were all kinds of, there was fraud or whatever. And you just, you know, no one cares as much about your finances as yourself, or it's not actually someone else's head on the line. So mindset and knowledge go hand in hand. How can you improve your financial situation right now and gain more confidence in your money management? Is that by setting up an Excel file that you look at every day? Is that looking at your bank account? Is it getting better at your cost control and not just your income? Make sure that you have your cash under control. Otherwise, you cannot build a scalable business. And the reason behind it is this. I have clients who come to me to scale to a million and more, but they are almost breaking even. So they can grow, but they can only grow when their costs go up as well. So imagine you're making 100k a month, but your costs are like 95 a month. If at a certain point, then your income drops because of, I don't know, a pandemic or something happens, or you can't work anymore and your team isn't picking it up, then that means that your costs are going out, but the income isn't coming in, and you immediately have a problem. I don't know if I said that right. I meant making 100k, spending 95k. The moment your income drops, you have a massive problem. Poof, gone is the freedom-based business. We don't want that. Okay, step five towards a freedom, successful business is your core offer. So I've done this, I've made mistakes against this. I'm currently in the process of simplifying my business again, actually. And I'm also teaching my clients this. Is you need a really simple business model that can bring you to the million mark, actually. Simplicity can be really successful. And when we are looking at what our core offer is, we shouldn't be making 10 different things and trying out a bunch of things. We need to find something that sells, and then we need to sell that to more people. And then the people who want more, we can also sell more to them. But there's no use in just trying 10 random products. You should find what the one thing is that you can scale to 100k and then to a million. So your core offer just needs to be really good. If you're currently don't have anything people want, then you can do all of the marketing in the world, but if no one is going to pay you, there's a problem. So your core offer is definitely something that needs to be really strong if you want to be able to scale that freedom-based business. Step number six is, I guess people would call this personal brand. I call it having authentic authority. There is competition out there. And if you want to keep on growing your own unique way, it's going to be really important that you don't start mirroring your competition, is that you don't start veering too far off from who you are, because then You might think you're building a scalable business, but it's not actually going to be a freedom-based business. So let's imagine you're just starting out or you're growing and people keep giving you advice. Don't forget to be you. Business doesn't have to be a certain way. You don't have to be a certain way. It's important that you stay yourself on this journey and that you keep sharing in an authentic way. It's going to be much easier to attract the right clients if you are yourself. And now we're getting to the nitty-gritty, because the previous things might have sounded a bit but step number 7 to a freedom-based successful business is you need to have what I call a RAP, which is a repeatable attraction plan. And what I mean by that is, what actions can you take to continually attract new people to your company? So I'm not even saying email subscribers. It's not necessarily even lead gen. That's the next step. But I literally mean, how are you going to attract new people? So a good way to always attract new people and get new eyeballs is collaborations, for example. It could also be social media content. It could also be, I don't know, going door to door. Whatever it is, it needs to be repeatable, because too many people rely on chance to get new potential leads through the door or new eyeballs. And if you want to build that freedom-based business, you don't want to have to worry about where the eyeballs are coming from. You want it to be repeatable. So for me, one of the things I did that was really repeatable was, for example, host my podcast. And my podcast could be found through the podcasting platform, and that brought people in. But a podcast is already a little bit more down in a funnel. It's not like what I call outer circle content necessarily. Outer circle content would be more like Reels or TikToks or people finding stuff like your stuff through SEO. So for me, for example, creating Reels according to a certain format that get seen by a new audience is a repeatable attraction plan. And then I take those and I know, like, okay, I'll post 2 a day in this format, testing 2 formats. They work really well. I make them better and better. And then I run ads on that as well. That's repeatable. I can keep on making that and I can put ads on it. And it's a repeatable attraction plan. Going live once a week with someone who has my target audience but doesn't have a competing product could also be something repeatable. So what actions can you take to continually attract new people to your company? If you're just starting out, this might sound overwhelming, but I do recommend you think about it. Like, what are you going to do to always attract new people? Because you always want to be filling your pipeline. If you want to build a freedom-based business, you won't have much freedom if you don't have new people who want to buy from you. Which brings us to step number 8, which is your lead generation. And that's actually the next step. So what can you then offer to get people to leave their email details with you? So for me, for example, is I could attract new people on my Instagram about building a freedom-based business and working for yourself, being your own boss. And they could be like, oh, this girl is nice, I'll follow her. That's not really lead gen yet. Those people aren't necessarily already engaged enough to buy. But if I then offer them a guide, a workbook with 12 steps that they can print out and fill out so they can start crafting their own freedom-based business, and it's like a 12-step roadmap, for that guide, I could then ask email address and the first name, and I could follow up with these people and turn them into engaged leads, which is literally what I'm going to do right now, because all of the steps we're going through, I have made a bigger resource, which is literally a 12-step printable with 12 workbook pages, and you can print it out and I'll ask you to score how each of these areas, how that's going for you, what you need to work on, give you examples, specific questions. So, and if you want that, you can just literally go and download it through fastforwardamy.com/roadmap or click on the link in the description. So you are here now and you are an eyeball or an ear because you're listening to the podcast, and I can turn you into a more engaged lead if I get you on my email list. And I'll get you on my email list through my lead gen, which is step number 8 of building a freedom-based business. And that's when you leave your email details with me, and in return, I give you something really valuable, which is my 12-step roadmap to freedom. So that's lead gen. You don't need 20 different books or guides or whatever. I've done that. And to my shame, I always was really bad at having like one core lead magnet, but the roadmap is actually one of my core lead magnets that works really well and attracts the right kind of leads. So yeah, that's an example, which brings us to step number 9. And that's what I call selling with impact. So We want to make a positive impact on the world with our sales. I always tell my clients, I'm assuming you're not selling guns and you're selling something that is good for the world. You're helping people or you're making their world better or prettier. And I, regardless of your core offer, which was one of the previous tips, I most importantly want you to check in with yourselves, like, why am I selling? What is the impact I'm making? For me, I already answered it in the beginning. I was like, okay, what's my vision? But the reason I sell, for example, my Business Freedom Elevator that I'm literally opening the doors for today is because I see so many people who have the potential to be their own boss and they're good at something, but they're just not good at business. And I can really help them become their own boss and have more time for their kids and be able to retire their husband and buy their own house. I have so many clients who used to work for someone else, got laid off during the pandemic, and then they were able to build a flourishing business and buy themselves a big ass house and be like an example to their daughters. And that's why I do what I do. If I don't feel like selling, then that means I am not giving people the opportunity to build their own business. So that's why it's really important that I never stop selling, because I owe it to these people to help them. So what is the impact you make or you want to make? And if your business or you would disappear, what would disappear for people? For me, I think a lot of energy and motivation would disappear for my clients. And yeah, the step-by-step, but especially positivity and energy. And that's when I realized, okay, so I'm not necessarily selling positivity and energy, but that is the feeling I need to give people also through my content, because if I wouldn't be here, maybe they would give up. So that's how I know what my impact is, more or less. Step number 10 is your simple conversion portal. So a lot of people are like, I need a website and a fancy stuff and I'm going to spend $5,000 on this. You don't necessarily need a really fancy website, especially when you're starting out. Like, it was a joke, but I've built my entire business with a website that has not been updated in a long time. It's because where I convert isn't necessarily my website. I've converted for expensive products and programs just with a checkout page. A simple conversion portal is simply a place online where visitors can easily take the next step in their interaction with you. This might be a landing page where there is a waitlist. This could be a simple checkout page like I make them in plug and pay. This could be just a Shopify description of a product. It doesn't really matter, but don't overcomplicate all the different platforms. If you want to build a freedom-based business, just make it really easy for people to convert or to buy from you and look at it as like, okay, I just need one spot where I can take them to the next step. So that could be the waitlist or the checkout. Just make sure you can move them through the funnel to the next step, always in a really simple way. Almost time for the last two steps here. And I already want to say before I let you in on those last two is, what here popped out for you? What is something that you're like, oh, I don't have that? It might be the repeatable attraction plan that you're like, oh yeah, you're right, I'm just trying new stuff out. I don't have a structure that's repeatable. Maybe it's that you just realized, oh, I have way too many sites and pages and stuff and I just need to make it simple. The gist of it goes back to the core offer. So many people do too much all the time instead of just focusing on one thing really, really well. And Lord knows I've done this in the past. As I said, this is actually something I'm currently working on for myself and my clients, is really, really simplifying it. And that brings us to step 11, which is efficiency. You don't have more than 24 hours in a day. None of us do. So that's why it's going to be so essential to get good at managing your time if you want freedom in your business. So learn how to plan your ideal week, manage your opportunity costs, put some systems in place, and really make sure that you answer the question for yourself, like, how much is it willing to cost me a bit? But also, like, what do I actually want? Because people sometimes start their business to spend more time with their kids, and then they don't spend the time with their kids. Make sure you check in with yourself and craft your efficiency and your energy management around that. And if you want to build a freedom-based business, learning how to work with opportunity costs is going to be really important. So opportunity cost is the cost of not doing something. Basically, I have a bunch of videos on that. You can also, I think you can just type it in on my podcast, opportunity cost, or on my my website. But basically, the gist of it is a lot of people think if they don't order their groceries online, but they go and get them themselves, and they would have paid €5 to go and get them delivered, they save €5. But if you could be making €50 in that hour, the actual cost is that is not the 5 euros that you're saving, it's actually costing you 45 euros. So a lot of systems do this. Like, there are really great admin systems for $10 a month, and people are like, no, I want to do it myself. And then they spend more than 4 hours a month on that. That means that you are putting a worth of your time as like, you're putting a worth on your time that's like $2.5 an hour, which is just ridiculous. So I know it's really scary to invest in systems, but if you want more freedom, it's going to be really important. And last but not least, growth community. As an entrepreneur, it gets lonely. If you want to build a sustainable business, you're going to have a little bit of a supportive and connected community. So how good are you feeling in terms of support? Not necessarily in your business. That's also definitely a question to ask yourself, but also like surrounding the whole business thing. Do you have a group of like-minded entrepreneurs who work together or not? Do you feel supported? Do you feel like you are the smartest person in the room or not? This is the biggest piece of advice I can give you. Make sure you are never the smartest person in the room. If you're the smartest person in the room at all times, you are in the wrong room. So I hope this episode inspired you to take steps forward, to maybe reach out for coaching if you're interested. As I said, today the Business Freedom Elevator is opening and I've crafted some new really wonderful coaching programs, so even a business club, so that I can support my clients in all phases, because you know that core offer, sometimes you have to recraft it. That community, sometimes you need it more again. That ideal week, sometimes you just had a baby and now you need to figure stuff out all over. If there's one thing I've realized over the years as a coach is that my clients need continuous support. That's why I have my flagship program, the Business Freedom Elevator. And behind that, when people graduate, which is still really new, is my 100K Business Club. So if you're interested in any of that, just shoot me a message. And yeah, if you're interested in the elevator, obviously go to fastforwardamy.com/elevator. I have more on that coming on the podcast. And yeah, you can find me on Instagram as fastforwardamy. And I genuinely love it when you reach out or let me know if this helped. So if there's anything that popped out here for you, let me know and have a happy day. Remember, next week, Tuesday, I'm back with another episode. Bye.